The federal government has approved a major renewable energy project in Townsville aimed at supporting Australia's shift away from fossil fuels. Stellar PV plans to manufacture silicon solar wafers for solar panels to meet growing domestic demand, with the project expected to create more than 300 full-time jobs. Construction of the plant is set to begin within the next 12 months. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke with Stellar PV CEO Louise Hurl about the project and its purpose.
So Stellar PV is an Australian company, and we're building a solar wafer manufacturing facility near Townsville. So the easiest way to picture it is to think about a solar panel. So if you look at a solar panel on top of a rooftop or on, you know, beside the road, you'll see these black squares or blue, dark blue squares that are on that solar panel. And those squares are tiles or cells, and each of those starts with a solar wafer. And that's what we're going to make at Stellar PV, is the solar wafers. So rather than building the end solar panel, we're making one of the key ingredients that goes inside it. And at the moment, the solar supply chain, the global supply chain for these wafers is extremely concentrated. Most of it's made by China. So projects like ours will help diversify the supply chain as solar continues to grow around the world.
Now, as you mentioned, you produce wafers for solar panels. What's the process like, or what sort of process do you follow to create these wafers?
A solar wafer actually starts a little bit further upstream, and we mine the rock quartz. So rock quartz is a very pure white crystal. We mine it about halfway between Cairns and Townsville, and then it'll come into Townsville and it'll hopefully get turned into polysilicon. So there's a couple of other projects that are looking at metallurgical silicon and polysilicon in the area. We take that polysilicon. Now, at this point, it's a shiny black rock, and we put it into a furnace. And so the furnace is heated to 1500 degrees Celsius so that it melts into this sort of molten, red-hot, glowing liquid silicon. And we dip a seed crystal into that silicon and we draw it up. It takes a couple of days to make one of these, what we call an ingot, but it's a big black shiny rod of very, very pure silicon. And we grow it over a couple of days by pulling it up out of that molten liquid. We then take those silicon ingots and we have to wafer them into paper thin slices, which we call a wafer. And we use thousands of kilometers of diamond wire. It's very, very thin diamond wire. And it looks a little bit like a bread slicing machine. So if you think about the white bread at the bakery, but it's very, very fine. And we've sliced that silicon ingot into thousands of individual wafers. And they're about a piece of paper thick, and they're about 20 centimetres square. So that's what we do within our factory, is the slicing, the ingot growing and the slicing.
Oh, wow. That's very, very interesting. The federal government has granted a project to Stellar PV with investment. What does it mean for Stellar PV?
So we're funded by the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, ARENA. So they've given us some money to help us get our engineering and our planning across the line. But we're also federally sponsored through the major projects piece. So that's going to help us to push forward more quickly with our project and get the approvals more quickly. We still need to go through all of the normal procedures. We still do all of our environmental and community engagement in the process, but it allows us to get the project off the ground much more quickly than we would otherwise do.
I understand the factory or the headquarters will be located in Townsville. How will this benefit workers in the area and the local economy there?
The factory will create hundreds of jobs during construction, and then there'll be more than 300 jobs during operation. And those type of jobs will be engineers, technicians, advanced manufacturing specialists, and operational staff. We'll be also working with the local universities and the TAFE to train people for those roles. And for Townsville, it's about building that sort of next generation of manufacturing industry in the region. And we'll be bringing, obviously, with that investment, creating skilled jobs and supporting the local businesses in the area.
In which ways the production of quartz wafers will support the change to renewables across Australia?
Solar is already the fastest growing source of electricity in Australia. We're seeing the demand increase and the rollout of solar across the country increase. And it's going to play a continuing role in replacing fossil fuels over the coming decades. But to build more solar panels, you need a reliable supply of components that go inside them, which includes the wafers, which are a fundamental piece of the product. So producing wafers helps to support the transition by strengthening the supply chain behind the solar technology. And as Australia and the world build more renewable energy, including offshore, because we'll have an export product, we'll be selling it offshore as well as into Australia, we have a more secure and reliable source of these components, which is increasingly important as we see these supply chain problems that we're seeing at the moment.
That was CEO of Stellar PV, Louise Hurl, there, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.